Good evening. This is my first episode, and for today I would like to talk about something that I saw on TikTok. I'm only using this whenever I feel like sharing something about me that hopefully could inspire people and meet someone who could relate to what I've been through. As I'm browsing on TikTok, I saw a video from Joey Kidney. He is a writer. I think he's into poetry. I recommend you to follow him because you could learn a lot from him. And I'm gonna share to you one of his videos that hits me. I just feel like I need to record this reaction because it's exactly the reason why I've changed. And hoping that one day my friends and family could hear it and understand why I decided to not love again. For now, at least. So yeah, I'm gonna play it now. And just listen.
That someone finally realized it now when I look back. Your pain was my pain. But mine was never yours. Live without a purpose. The least you could have done was give me a reason. Let me cry.
Yeah, so. So, yeah, have you been in this situation when you were at your best and they made you believe that you are the one they wanted to spend the rest of their lives with? But left you when life gets hard and when you needed them the most. Yun yung nakakamatay eh. Kasi when you were in control of your feelings, kahit mahal mo na sobra at ginagawa mo lahat para sa kanya, there's still room for possibility na they might change and they might leave you. And when you have that thought, you don't expect too much, right? You just enjoy the relationship while it lasts and just hope na siya na yung talagang magpaparandam sa'yo na eto na yun, siya na. At kung hindi naman, okay lang din kasi you are in control of your feelings. I think bibihira yung ganun tao, no? But that's what I am. That's who I was, actually. And I know not everyone is capable of doing that. It took me almost half of my life before I learned that. I've been in on and off relationship. I've been obsessed with prison too. But not in a creepy way, okay? I've been too emotional and too sensitive. Until I've learned to give love without anything in return. You know, just make someone happy makes you happier because you like the person. And they don't need to give you the same love or to reciprocate the feelings. You just want to do it and they don't need to do anything. If ma appreciate, then you're lucky. If not, just appreciate me, diba? just be kind, just respect me, and just at least be a friend or be nice to me, diba? Hanggang sa natutunan ko na lang din maging makontento so kung ano yung kaya niyang ibigay, because what I've learned is that not everyone can give you the same love that, you know, not everyone can give you the same love that you give, but it doesn't mean they don't love you. Sometimes hindi lang talaga katulad ng paraan mo ng pagmamahal ang meron siya, and that should be fine kasi ang mahalaga andyan siya. Ramdam mo na mahal ka niya at na hindi kanya pinapabayaan. You just have to be contented. And when you are in control of your feelings, you can always forgive eh. You can still trust again. You know, masasaktan ka pero pwede kang hindi magalit. Kasi masyado kang mabait na tao na hindi ka marunong magalit. Kasi lagi mo silang iniintindi. Kasi ayaw mo ng gulo pa. Gusto mo matapos na lang. Kasi kaya pa ng puso mo eh. Buong-buo pa yung puso mo. Despite of heartbreaks and failures. Pero pag hindi na, pag lahat ng yun nawala, pagtiwala, pagmamahal sa sarili, yung natuto ka ng magalit at nahihirapan ka na magpatawad, di ba? Tapos pag hindi mo mabigay, iisipin nila, bitter ka pa, na hindi ka pa nakaka-move on. Fair, you know what? Fuck them. Kasi they don't understand the breakups are not always the same. It depends on the kind of love you give and not how much love you give. Yung anong klaseng tao ba siya? Anong klaseng tao ba yung minahal mo na pag-iiwan ka na nag-iiba? Na masasabi mo na lang na hindi ito yung taong minahal ko at mahal ako. I used to surrender everything to someone. I stopped taking control of my feelings when I felt that I finally found the one. That my pain will finally stop here because she loves me. Yung hindi na ako lolokohin, hindi na ako iiwan, finally. Diba? Yung thought na siya na yung sagot sa dasal mo kasi pinag-isal mo yun eh bago ka pumigay. Yung sobrang sure ka na. Sure ka na na siya na talaga. Nag-slow motion pa siya sa harap mo, in front of God, and, you know, yung relationship niyo parang ang perfect kasi masaya lang kayo. Like, alam mo yun, for 2 years, masaya niyo lang. Yung happiness na akala mo, hindi mo na mararanasan. Yung pagmamahal na akala mo, tatanggapin ka kapag nagkamali ka or nahihirapan ka na. Yung kapag napagod ka ng maging better and best for her, alam mo, sigurado ka na nandiyan pa din siya. Kasi we are not always in our best, diba? At pinaniwala ka na mahalin, na mamahalin ka pa din niya kapag andun sa sitwasyon na yun. That I'm so sure, or you are so sure na she loves you the way you love her. Pero, wala eh, gumising ka na lang na isang araw, ikaw na lang pala yung nagmamahal. Na hindi na hindi ka na pala na-appreciate kasi ang nakikita na lang niya is kung paano ka nahihirapan at hindi yung mga ginagawa mo para sa inyong dalawa. Yung kahit pagod ka na, hindi ka naman sumusuko sa mga pangarap mo para sa inyong dalawa. Nahihirap, oo, kasi hindi naman lagi sinuswerte, di ba? Pero ang mahalaga, hindi ka sumusuko, hindi ka tumitigil. At kahit mahirap, ginagawa mo maging consistent para sa kanya, para sa relasyon niyo, para hindi niya makita na nahihirapan ka na, para hindi niya mamoblema at hindi ka niya iwan, para hindi ka maging pabigat. Pero hindi eh, hindi yun yung nakita niya. At dahil she stopped appreciating you, ang nakikita na lang niya is yung mga wala sa'yo. Di pala niya na-appreciate yung hindi mo siya kinokontrol. Kasi you want her to grow on her own way. That's why you support her in everything. Naniniwala kasi ako na if you really love the person, you let her grow. Kasi that's a sign that you want this person to have self-love. And you also want the same for you. Kasi importante yun. Diba? Importante na you know how to give peace of mind and how to give self-love even you are in a relationship. Para sa akin, mahalaga kasi yun. And, yun yun, you want her to grow on her own. Tapos, diba, ang daling suportahan. Ang daling niya suportin sa lahat ng bagay na gusto niyang gawin. Excuse me, sa mga bagay na mahalaga sa kanya at tingin mo na gusto niya. Titiwala na. Alam mo yun, hindi siya. Hindi, titiwala na. Kung yung buong trust sa tao, alam mo na alam mo kakayanin niya. Kapag i-feel siya, alam mo lalaban lang siya. Kinalolokohin. And at the same time, titiwala ka sa kanya. Wala lang hindi siya kaya gawin para sa pangarap at para sa sarili niya. And yun lang, hindi niya pala na-appreciate din yun. lahat okay lang sa'yo basta it will benefit her. Diba? Pag nasa relasyon tayo, madali naman madalas na even yung nakukuha natin, diba? there's always someone who needs to compromise. Diba? And yun nga, lahat okay lang sa'yo basta it will benefit her. Yung you never said no to her kahit unfair sa'yo, kahit hirap at ang kagalit, you chose to understand her and the situation instead of ranting about it. You chose to act matured by simply supporting her. Diba? Showing her that it's okay and that you still love her. Hindi na pala siya natutuwa dun sa ginawa-gawa mo lagi. Yung best mo maging consistent. Ang hirap kasing maging consistent, guys. Pero sa kagaya ko kasi na I'm always up to be better, to always, you know, change myself to become the better version of me. Para dun sa taong mahal ko, para sa sarili ko, naniniwala ako na kaya natin maging consistent, na kaya ko maging consistent because of that. And that's all I did. I'm so sure that I did everything to be consistent, you know, kung ano yung mga nakakapagpasaya sa kanya before na ginagawa ko, yung mga gusto niya, I'm still doing it. Like, yung lagi mong sinisigurado na hindi siya maghihintay sa'yo at na okay lang lagi pag siya yung matagal. And, yung kahit wala ka na, you make sure you date her or do something for her, luto mo, or what, you know, even those little things, just to make her day lighter and to make her happy. You always initiate a topic and a conversation rather than spending time on your phone. Kasi kung papipiliin naman ako nun, since siya yung taong tahimik lang at hindi naman talaga siya interesting kausap, diba, it's just easy to avoid her, diba? Dadmahin ko lang siya, pero I chose not. And what I'm doing is lalambingin and kukulitin ko siya to make her feel that alam mo, mahal pa rin kita kahit ganyan ka. And that rather than staying in one place not minding each other's businesses, I'd rather, you know, put down my phone, focus to you, and listen to you. May laging tungkol sa kanya ang lahat ng relasyon nyo. I mean, yung relasyon nyo, it's always about her. Kung ano yung sinabi ng ate niya, kung ano lang yung pwede niyang gawin, kung ano yung sinabi ng mama niya, etc. I never use those things as a reason to fight it. You know, I always compromise. I always respect and understand her and her decisions. Pero, pucha, lahat pala yun, hindi pa din enough. Kasi, pag nakasanayan na niya, feeling niya, nakampante ka na. Pero you know what I realized after that was that hindi pala ako nakampante. Nasanay lang siya. Para sa kanya, it's a normal thing na lang, and that happens because this person stopped appreciating you. And when she broke up with me, she made me feel like I'm the biggest mistake of her life. Sakit nun. Diba? Na para bang I'm just having a hard time. Diba? I don't want to be a burden to you. That's why I'm doing my best. Pero while you are undergoing that situation, she asked to break up and made you feel na parang ikaw yung pinakamalaking pagkakamali sa buhay niya. Ang dami niyang, alam mo yun, parang kinu-question niya yung nangyari kayo. When all you did was love her and do everything for her, huwag ka lang iwan. Huwag lang siyang mawala. Diba? Only to find out na iba na lang pala talaga yung gusto niya. Yung ang dami niyang what ifs na. What if daw hindi na lang siya nag-work ulit and nag-master na lang. there. Looking back, when she mentioned that to me, I never said no naman. Sabi ko pa nga, go for it. I'll just transfer ulit it sa QC. Ako na lang mag-work. Diba? So that I can also support her. Pero she refused. Then another what if na naman. Sabi niya, what if daw sa QC na lang siya nag-work, hindi na lang daw sana sa Ortigas kasi ginawa lang daw niya yun para mapalapit sa akin. Eh, during that time, sabi ko sa kanya, go for it. Kaya kong mag-adjust sa traffic at maghanap ng work sa QC. And then she started questioning na yung lifestyle ko, yung mga pangarap ko, yung future plans ko, na alam mo yun, na, and all I said was, you, ikaw yung plans ko, ikaw yung nasa future ko. I'm doing my best to do good in my job for us, for our future. Hindi naman ako pabigat, hindi ko naman siya take advantage. So, why? What's the real reason, diba? Then sabi niya, mahal pa daw niya ako, pero ayaw niya. Hindi ko natanong kung ano ba talagang dahilan kasi obviously, ang dami niyang what ifs na para bang she's just really making reasons to live. Believe me. Binigay ko na lang yung space na kailangan niya kasi naisip ko noon, kailangan niya yun. Pero right after our breakup, yung mga friends ko, ang dami na agad screenshots na sinisend sa akin. Yung mga kakomentan siya at mga kawork niya na yung mga pinapartner siya sa iba. Like, the day after our breakup, ha? Imagine that. I never said anything to my friends nung una kasi wala akong mukhang iharap kasi hindi ko na kaya sabihin sa kanila na wala eh. Sablay na naman ako. Kasi I'm always a failure when it comes to relationship, papagay or babae. Kaya nga, I'm always up to changing myself for the better kasi feeling ko baka ako na talaga yung problema. Diba? At some point of my life talagang hindi ko tinanggal or kinonsider ko talaga na baka ako ang problema. That's why nag-grow ako at nag-mature ako. And I like that kasi, diba, hindi ako sakit sa ulo. But still, wala eh. Amin, kasi wala akong mukhang iharap sa mga kaibigan ko. Ang hirap sabihin sa kanila, sabihin na naman ako kasi they really think na we are happy. That we were very happy. Wala akong sinabihan kasi that time I'm just thinking every day and every night kung saan ako nagkulang, kung anong pagkakamali ko. Pilit kong sinisisi ang sarili ko kasi buo pa din yung tiwala ko sa kanya na hindi siya masamang babae, na hindi niya yung magagawa sa akin kasi hindi naman ako naging masamang tao sa kanya. Pero as day pass by, nagda-doubt na din ako. Every day I am waiting for her outside the building, watching her from afar, wondering kung nasasaktan din ba siya? Nahihirapan din kaya siya? But damn, grabe, sakit palang makita na okay lang siya. Na bakit mas blooming siya? Bakit okay lang siya? Bakit masaya siya? Habang ako namamatay araw-araw, ako pa talaga ang problema? Pilit ko yung dinektik sa sarili ko talaga. And pilit ko sinasabi na hindi, may problema talaga ako kahit na alam mo yun, lahat ng isipin ko reason is contradicting sa talagang ginawa ko. Kasi nga, I did my best to be a good partner to her. Until exactly after 3 months, ayun, my boyfriend na siya. A week after that, ha, I asked her kung may iba na ba. Wala daw, pero yeah, after 1 week, na lang 3 months na kaming break, and that's the time na binulgar niya na ayun na nga, in a relationship na siya. Bilis, diba? Ay, ang yokong isipin na chinit, nag-cheat talaga siya kasi wala naman talaga akong proof, diba? Pero grabe, sa lahat ng nangyari at pinagdaanan namin at sa klase ng pagmamahal na yun, akala ko I'm someone na deserve to be respected, na deserve naman siguro lahat ng ginawa ko. Hala, para pag para tamayan naman na yung nangyari, diba? Parang yun nga, siguro enough na sa kanya yung respect for 3 months. Sinunod yung 3 month rule. So ayun, sinungaling, diba? After 6 months, she's pregnant with him na. Yeah. Ang sa atin kasi mga bi or gay, for me, it's more easier to set free the person you love if sasabihin niya na gay na pala yung gusto niya. May gusto niya ng family or etc. Masasaktan ako, pero mapapatawad ko siya eh. Matatanggap ko agad. It's not my first time to do that. Pero she killed me with her silence and lies. So ako si tanga, I doubted myself, I questioned everything about me, hanggang sa I lost my self-esteem, I lost my self-confidence, I doubted myself na, and that, you know, that I am not for relationship. And I was at my best na kasi, pero iniwan pa din ako, how much more pa kaya ngayon na I have trust issues, and that I'm done believing that love is for me. Diba? Na I had commitment issues na din. Kasi after her, I tried to love again, but I ended up with abusive, selfish, and a psychopath ex-girlfriend. So, yeah. What's good with that? And, yeah, this is my... So, this is what I want to share. And what I've learned. One is you can save someone from being miserable by just being honest to them. Na yes, masasaktan sila. It's pwedeng hindi nila maintindihan ngayon. But what matter is sinabi mo. Kasi in time, they will have something to think about why you left them. Nangyari kasi sa akin yan sa great love ko, yun sa guy. For 3 years bago ako nakamove-on sa kanya and 4 years kami nun. Kasi pag nasasaktan tayo, ang iniisip lang naman talaga natin yung sarili natin, yung nararamdaman lang natin. Hindi natin nakikita kung ano ba yung side nila, especially if they choose to just walk away. Pero, I'm so thankful to him kasi sinabi niya sa akin noon eh. Sinabi niya sa akin, hindi ko lang na-process, hindi ko lang inintindi. And when that time comes na bigla ko na lang naisip na kaya pala niya ako iniwan, hindi niya pala ako minahal, niya pala ako, nahirapan din pala siya, pero hindi ko lang talaga naiintindihan na ito pala yung gusto niya, ito na yung kailangan niya, napapagod na siya, gusto na niya magkasama kami, alam yun, LDR kasi kami. And ayun, naniniwala talaga ako na it takes time. And it's very important na may bagay kang iiwan sa kanila to think about. Matatagalan, pero sorry, at least, diba? In their own time, they will be okay. Okay, so no matter how painful, no matter how ugly, say it. Don't sugarcoat it na para lang hindi sa'yo yung blame. Para lang hindi masabi na kasalanan mo. You are choosing your happiness anyway, so ano ba naman yung ibigay mo na lang yung totoo sa kanya? Kasi para hindi na nila kailangan mag-isip gabi-gabi. Hindi na kailangan sisihin yung sarili nila. Alam mo yun, pwede naman kasi nilang hindi pagdaanan yung ganong katsakit na pain. Pero, pinagdaanan nila kasi eh, nagsinungaling ka. And 2, you can live and forget, even not giving forgiveness. Okay, because forgiveness should be earned. Hindi yun kasalanan na nga nila, tas kasalanan mo pa pag hindi mo binigay. Diba? Ang sinasabi nila, para daw makamukon ka, para daw maging masaya ka, is to forgive the person. No? You can live without that. And sometimes, it depends talaga kasi kung gaano ba kasakit yung nagawa nila sa'yo. Diba? Yung grabe yung damage at yung kasamaan nila sa'yo. tapos maghihintay lang sila para mapatawad mo. Wala ka nang tinira sa sarili mo eh. Diba? Binigay mo na lahat sa kanila. Yun lang ang itinira mo sa sarili mo. At yun lang din ang naging dahilan para makamove on ka. At hindi mo yung ipipigay dapat ng ganun-ganun lang. Forgiveness should be earned. Okay. And you can be happy and cool. You can move on without those. It helps me to stop loving her. Yun na lang yung tinira ko sa sarili ko, and I don't want to keep that her ever again. I can still be happy without it. It's like she doesn't matter. Hindi siya nag-exist. So what for our forgiveness? I mean, it's just me, ah. We have different pains and experiences, but that's what makes me move on it. Okay? And 3, do not ever give up your self-love and self-respect. Never again. Okay? Huwag niyo tignan kung gaano kayo kamahal ng tao. Tignan niyo kung hanggang saan nila kayo kayang i-appreciate. Kasi, kapag walang appreciation, walang love. So, sabi nila, love is enough. No. Love is not enough. Love is not enough. Hindi siya dapat love lang. It should not be alone. Okay? It should always have compromising, maturity, respect. Okay? And unselfishness. And so forth and so forth, etc. Diba? Yeah, it's very important na yung taong mapipili mo is na-appreciate ka. At yun yung tingnan natin. Hindi yung kung gano'n tayo kamahal ng tao. Kasi pwede yung mawala kapag hindi ka na nila na-appreciate. So, that's it for today. I hope one day I look back and pag narinig ko tong episode na to, masasabi ko na I am right. And I hope you could relate to it then. And you can share yours as well. You can reach out to me. You can email me. It's Yein Javier. It's Yein Javier at gmail.com. Diba? And maybe we can do a collab. This is a podcast. So that's all for tonight. I hope you guys have a good night and God bless.